dead.
Hello, welcome back to Crap Beer is Dead. I am Chris Faye, stuck in singing mode with
Bree, the pint-sized traveler. I guess this is a musical.
Shit, it's contagious.
Welcome back to another episode, guys. We are coming at you with another news episode today.
Beep, beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Wait, we can't do that. That's somebody else's thing. I don't think we can do that. No, we're about to get sued crazy. Oh, shit.
It's so catchy.
It is.
That's catchy.
That's probably why the old news stations used to do it. Anyway, yeah, we're coming at you with news. But up top, too, we did want to kind of address something. There's really no easy way to put it. But if you are a fan of the show, if you're listening for not the first time, we are going to pivot a little bit. And we are going to try a new direction for some of the content going forward. Do you care to explain a wee bit?
I'll try. So we love spookies, obviously. We're weird individuals.
Speak for yourself.
Speaking for you.
Touché.
So what we're basically going to do is we're going to take away the spooky scary segment. We are still going to incorporate some tales and some creepies into our new segments, but we're really going to focus a lot on interviewing some really, really, really awesome people within the industry. We have an amazing lineup going so far. You know, we've already had a couple really cool guests on already,
yeah.
And that's just going to be more of the focus. We'll do still our regular news episodes, and then we're just going to try to have some more awesome people on.
Yeah, so what that basically means for you guys is, like, all this time and effort we've been putting into the spookies, while it has been awesome and a lot of fun, we can put into more creative content for the brewing side of things. And we'll, like she said, we'll still like introduce or like incorporate some of that stuff from time to time, like bonus material,
yeah,
things like that. If it's something where you guys are grabbing your pitchforks and your torches and you want to see more of, we can always figure out a new way to put it back in. But
and it's Halloween. Obviously, we're going to have some more this month, but
yeah, we still have to. Yeah, we definitely have to release a bonus one for Halloween.
Yeah.
But yeah, so going forward, it very much will kind of focus more so on the news and just kind of the culture specifically of the brewing industry. That's a lot of the feedback we've been getting is that that seems to be where we're resonating really well. And that's kind of what we know. So
yep.
Stick to what I haven't murdered anyone. So I don't know that very well. I've made beer, so I kind of get that, you know, barely, but still trying.
I've done one of those things, so
that's
you
cool.
Pick.
Yeah, I've never seen you make beer. Oh, shit.
So you want to crack open this beer and dive on in?
So today, actually, some of our good friends from Southern Swells brought these down for us.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so this is from Rev Brewing.
Love them.
I've only had a few things and everything's been spot on.
Have you been to their spot?
No, I hear it's really cool. It's like kind of like not smaller, but like
so
it's
it
very
is
intimate.
Smaller, but what's cool is they just expanded. So not okay. Just, I mean, it was probably, I mean, within the year, but it's... I wouldn't walk in and be like, oh, this is a tiny tasting room now. They really did amazing stuff with the aesthetic. It's very woodsy, very a lot of plants, a lot of, you know, things made out of wood, very natural looking and stuff. But I think they also added a big ass pizza oven in the back, too. So it's like quite the shebang now.
Hell yeah. So they are technically in Atlanta Beach, but very close to Jacksonville from what I understand.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I all wouldn't right. Even know the difference, to be honest, but everyone says Jacksonville when talking about them.
Yeah. So, they were kind enough to drop off the Silly Rabbit, which is a fruited sour made with marshmallows, raspberry, oranges, lemon, vanilla, and lactose. So yeah. What are your thoughts? What do you got?
I definitely, from reading the description and everything, I wasn't expecting it to pour like this.
Yeah, it is kind of like relatively clear, which for
me, it really
honestly,
is.
I like that because like,
yeah, me too.
I feel like nowadays every fruited sour is some sort of fucking giant smoothie alcohol puree thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I think it tastes like cereal, milk without milk.
Oh, like a Silly Rabbit cereal.
Literally. I mean, there's no other descriptor I have. I immediately just went like... That tastes like that milk at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like,
so you guys fucking nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. No,
that's super
I like that
fun.
Yeah, I could crush a few of those, man.
And I'm glad that it's not like crazy thick.
Yeah, mostly that one.
Yeah.
God, I'm tired of those.
I know.
But hey, I know. I got to make another one next week. Here we go.
I just had one last night. I won't say where, whom, anything about it, but that was definitely the craziest slushy beer I've ever had in my life, where it poured, like making that sound, going like you know when like the ice cream is just melted enough, but you can like pour it.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck it sounded like.
Oh, that's actually, it's funny you say that, because there was another, I saw one on Instagram recently where it's just like, oh, as with all of our ice cream beers, make sure that you open this in some sort of vessel so it doesn't spray all over you. Like, this is an SOP now. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But hey, I'll throw some ice cream in beer. I don't give a shit. Fuck it. We're all drinking candy anyway.
You are not wrong, Chris.
Yeah, man. So. All
right. Let's get in.
Now to the news. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can go right ahead,
buddy.
Well,
this week in What Is Boston Beer Doing? We should essentially have a fucking, like, opening.
Right, like its own specific. Yeah. Yeah. Like something, what would Boston sound like?
Just watch any of their commercials where they make fun of every Bostonian, just like random dickheads, where they're just like, oh, this beer is so bitter. It's crazy. And they're like, yeah, this is your Boston cousin. He drinks Boston Lager or whatever their thing is. No, they actually, like, I think we talked about this. They had one where, like, there was a horse-drawn carriage, mm-hmm. and, like, the horse is up front, and the guy just pulls the pin from the horses to the carriage, so the horses run away, and they're like, Boston guy's crazy, right? It's like, no, that's a dickhead move. Like, that should be punished.
Don't promote that.
You just lost that man's horses. That's terrible. Or a woman's horses. Everyone can own horses.
Oh, my fucking God.
Anyway, Boston Beer, getting out of that fucking terrible hole I just put myself in, is going to partner with Campari to bring Truly to Australia. That's right. Despite what we've said previously, Truly is doing great, apparently. So much so that they are moving into Australia.
Does Australia still have that ban up? Or like the whole liquor or the alcohol consumption law?
I forgot about that. I wonder if
it's
still
going
on. I talk
about that all the time. I'm not kidding. I literally just brought it up yesterday.
I'm still fascinated that a nation was like, fuck, these people are getting rowdy. We need to stop them from drinking.
Oh my God, yeah.
That's terrifying. So
we'll look into it. I want to see if that's still going on.
If that's still going on, you can only buy 1 6-pack of Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's categorized differently down there. I don't know. If maybe it is.
Hmm.
But that's really it. There's not really much of a story outside of now they're taking Truly
now
to Australia.
Taking over.
I hear they have enough of it to basically dump it anywhere. So maybe that's why. They're just like, shit, we need a... Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, man. I wonder if the packaging and everything's going to be the same or if they're going to put fucking wallabies on it.
It's set. God, I hate that, like, you nailed on something where, like, on this, it's a Brewbound article, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't read the rest, which is why, because I don't have a subscription. Sorry, Brewbound.
And we're not getting one, but we love you.
No, I'm not paying $200 a year for that. I'm sorry. Love you guys. Keep doing the Lord's work.
Keep doing it.
But they literally just put two Truly, like a watermelon kiwi and a lime can, and then a fucking kangaroo next to it.
No,
seriously, that's all they did for their, like, head photo.
Their marketing.
Yeah, just throw a kangaroo in. People will get it.
Oh, my God. Speaking of marketing, BrewDog USA just hired new sales and marketing execs.
Okay.
And they got a new marketing director who is a woman, Erica, insert last name I can't pronounce.
So let's
see where that fucking goes.
So they're good now. That fixes everything?
I think that fixes everything.
Oh, that, okay. So
I think that actually expunges every single horrible thing that they've ever said.
I think
said
that
or done.
Also gives them 10 years of like being able to do whatever they want because they just did the one thing.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think that's like saying your Hail Marys, or you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, I don't practice voodoo, so. That's what that is, right? Sorry out there for anybody who does Hail Marys or practices voodoo. I don't know, man. No, that, so like, is that something that you think they put a press release out on where they were just like, hey, guys,
fuck yeah, I do.
Please write an article about how inclusive we're being now?
I genuinely do, especially just to be in the headlines and not be like then a direct misogynistic quote from somebody. Like, I think they're just trying to, you know, not have that right now.
I was about to make a joke to where, like, you know, one of the founders gets the article pushed to them by a friend or something, and he's about to lose none of the hair he still has, and then just goes, oh, thank God, it's the one that we actually had control over. Ah, shit, thank God.
Oh, man. Yeah, them. And actually, I think, not I think, it was a Brewski. They released some really lame ass statement about how, you know, they're still attending the McKellar Fest and all that shit. And it was kind of funny because I just couldn't help myself. So I wrote on the post, I was like, the one of the first like five comments, and I was like, man, this was definitely the most, the easiest unfollow of my day.
Right.
Yeah. And then I looked at it, it was like 65 likes on the comment or something like that. And like some dickhead, I think, was like not being serious. He's like, oh man, good for you. You really caused a reckoning on this. I think he was just being an asshole. Like,
there's been a lot of interesting points of view on that whole thing. Cause like, I remember like going through Rat Magnet's story, and she had posted something about how there was a brewery that was attending, but they were sending all female leadership.
Great
notion. Yeah, great notion, where they were sending all female leadership.
Yep.
And they were like, yeah, we know the allegations, and we know kind of the backlash we can get by attending a festival like this. But at the same time, too, you know, they're leading by example. We're like, no, we want to go out there and we want to represent the brand.
Yeah.
It's not enough just to like shut it down, but also to participate and try to be part of the change, which is interesting because it's like a plan C that no one really thought about.
Yeah.
Which I really respect, too.
And I genuinely hope that that is 100% like what they are doing, or that just wasn't like a really well written email. You know what I mean?
Dude, there's a lot of them going out to, I won't say who, but it's a Florida brewery who's been invited out there a few times.
Yeah.
And there's been, you know, there's a whole section of their website now, basically as a like, hey, this is where we stand on
Oh,
it.
Really?
And even then it wasn't an answer. It was just a, oh, we're thinking about it. And it was like seven paragraphs of very detailed, you can almost empathize with the position that they're in. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to support that in any way, shape, or form. But at the same time, too, like, you know, is it bet like the beer's already there? Like, is it better for them to not show up and then have somebody else randomly pour their beer, or because they didn't show up, pour it out of malice, or like all these weird little things to where like,
yeah,
it's the gray matter of a very black and white scenario, you know?
No, definitely. So it's a very interesting, because that's probably the third, fourth, fifth different type of stance, you know, that I keep hearing about it. So it's just interesting. And I mean, it gives a really great way for everyone to formulate their own opinion on it. You know, read it. If you feel some type of way, you know, stop reading what everyone else is saying about it.
Yeah.
Like, how does it make you feel? Like at the end of reading their statement, you know, like, how do you feel? You empathized with them,
like,
or like, enough. Like,
I empathize with the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't want to be thrown into one corner or the other on this.
No,
but
you're
like,
right. And I take that. But, you know, you it invoked a feeling.
It's enough to where like, it's food for thought, where you're like, fuck, that is a weird situation to be in, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I was going to save this story specifically for the end because it is a heavier part of it. But since we're already talking about it, I did have one up from Good Beer Hunting. Awesome podcast, by the way. And then also, too, they have a great amount of like journalistic entries and things like that on their website as well. This is one of them. McKellar admits to harassment and misogyny, distances itself from founders' comments. From what I remember last week, well, 2 weeks ago at this point when this is releasing, because we definitely don't record in advance. Like, we're actually in your radio right now.
It says live.
Yeah, McKellar's owner basically went out and said, oh, yeah, we don't have that. Like, we understand the allegations, but it's not something we stand by and blah, blah, blah. After nearly 4 months of denying former employees allegations of sexual harassment, bullying, and unsafe working conditions, and years of failing to communicate with them, more than 5 months after a public art protest was installed at the brewery's headquarters, and after a week in which dozens of breweries withdrew from its prestigious beer festival in opposition, leadership at Danish brewery McKellar finally say that they were sorry for their past behaviors. So, like, the company wrote on Instagram on October 16th, we have issues in our places of work. We are sorry. We are responsible and we need change. And admitted in an email to Good Beer Hunting that severe harassment and misogyny had occurred at McKellar despite declining to address the allegations in July.
I mean, they still have this shit up on their Instagram where, like, it's just kind of funny because the one flyer is like, yesterday's social media post called out McKellar for being a company that has done nothing to address allegations of harassment, blah, 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 blah. And then they went into being like, well, that's not true. And this is what 1, 2, 3, 4 that we have done. And then it just, I don't know. It just felt very insincere. And then 18 hours ago, they posted to our beer community, we have been listening to everyone this week and wanted to update everyone. We've been talking internally and as well as making changes at our locations. At our locations, we will not tolerate any form of sexual harassment, racism, misogyny, and or bigotry. This includes all staff and guests of our brewery. And like, like, what? No fucking shit, man. What are you saying? That that was tolerated before? Like, thank you so much for your continuous fucking, just reiterating the same exact thing. You're not saying we did anything. You're not saying to whom. Like, I don't know. It's just not. If you have any questions, email this. Like, but this seemed way more defensive. And now you're saying, like, okay, maybe a little. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. It looks like there was like a fracture.
Yeah.
In the leadership,
like,
there.
Two different people. This seems like two different people wrote these flyers.
So even in, like, on that same note, in this article on goodbeerhunting.com, as recently as last week, founder Mikkel Borg had remained defiant, telling two Danish media outlets that activists were trying to ruin his business, mm-hmm. and that issues of harassment at the brewery were not part of the company's overall work culture. So this is 2 weeks
saying
ago.
Saying that never happened. Yeah, that was like, him saying basically none
like,
of this happened.
Oh, like, no, we would never do that. No, they're just trying to attack
Can
us.
You say that in a more Danish accent?
Yeah, so they are not...
Nailed it!
They are trying to take us down. It's not very polite. I'm trying to make the beer, and they are trying to ruin my business. I would never ruin their business. I do not poop on parties. Anyway,
thank you.
Yeah, of course. But McKellar CEO Kenneth Madsen wrote in a statement to Good Beer Hunting that Bjorgensen's comments do not convey the company or Mikkel's stance in full on this serious topic. So basically, one guy goes out and goes, no.
Went AWOL.
We don't do that at all, blah, blah, blah. And everyone else goes, no, man, like, that's not how that... you should really be... Like, no one's coming to the festival. Like, we need...
They're, like, all backing out.
Bro, we're in a corner. We got to do something. So, yeah, it's interesting to see how that whole thing's playing out. And
it really is.
My thoughts go out to all the breweries stuck in a weird situation as far as, like... I mean, you support or you don't support. It's weird. Yeah. So, yeah. But to McKellar, like, just, you know, hopefully.
And if you do go and, like, don't flip-flop. Don't, you know, formulate what you, to your best ability, a good mission statement. If you feel so inclined to elaborate or, you know, to whatever. But, like, just don't flip-flop on it. That's all we care about, too. You know, stick to it. If that's what you're going to do. I've seen a couple breweries say, we're going, and then they must have faced so much backlash, now we're not going.
Yep.
And that, to me, is just really kind of a little pussy, you know?
And it's one of those things, too, man, like...
Like, you don't actually care.
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, you're willing to go until enough negativity comes your way to where you're just like, ah, shit, that's actually
if
more...
If no one said anything, you would have been fine. No, like, not, you would have felt totally good about it.
It's not supporting or protesting the movement mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form. It's like, oh, you're looking out for your brand.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's, I understand that.
Of course.
I'm not saying it's the right thing. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing, but, like, choose a stance and do it.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit more respectable than just being like, oh, yeah, we're not. No, that's, we would never.
Oh, we would never.
And sorry to the two listeners in Denmark that I offended with my accent, so.
I think they'd be impressed.
I'm very curious to see how that keeps playing out, but
me too. Yeah. We will keep updating you guys on it. You know, Heineken is set to double down in 2022, the year of Slim Can.
The what?
The 1 million case opportunity with cans.
So they're just
you're only going to be able to get Heineken, I guess, in those Slim Cans. Like, truly kind of.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that'll make the product better, ?
I don't understand why, but, like, good for you guys if you think that's going to fucking matter.
All right, well, let's dissect it, right? So you're not changing the product. You can't change the product. You can't come out with new products because anytime, like, a big import company tries to do that, it flops. Looking at you, Guinness Black Lager. And then... I guess it's a way to kind of refresh to a new demographic. Maybe it look like, because honestly, everyone's reaching for slim cans now, for seltzer aspects, White Claws.
Yeah.
But maybe not so much Truly's anymore, as we've covered.
I mean, they're making enough koozies and apparatuses now that,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
But I'm so tired of having to switch my koozies out.
I know.
This is some bullshit. I know people are starving and I feel terrible, but I have to switch koozies at a backyard barbecue. I feel like this isn't resonating with anyone.
I feel like it is more, but I don't know if anyone...
More people get it than don't. You know you're out there. No, but then you can also look at, you know, taking up shelf space. maybe a smaller package means more shelf space for
you. Yeah, definitely. Or convenience. Do you think they're like convenience stores? Do you think they're looking more?
Potentially. I mean, like it is a...
They probably blow through product in convenience.
Oh, yeah, because they're always like 2 for 2 tall boys. Yeah. I mean, I'll fall on 2 of those.
Right? Nope. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Drizzly? I feel like you have.
Yeah, it's like an alcohol delivery service.
Yeah. So did you know Uber completes a $1.1 billion acquisition with them?
No
way.
So
now there's like a whole ass alcohol delivery platform through them.
Which is so fucked. If you okay, so first of all, great. You can go out and you can buy your Bud Lights or your Heineken Slim cans or whatever and have them delivered to you. So you never have to see the sun again. That's awesome. But meanwhile, we still can't deliver our beer anywhere.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Like, why am I going to give it to an Uber driver who's then going to hike it up to you just to drive? I'll ride my bike over, man.
Like, I know.
I'll give you a high five afterwards, too.
I know.
It's fine.
And like, what do they think is the difference? I mean, do they think that these Uber drivers are going to be more inclined to card people, like opposed to if a brewery were to independently do it, or it's strictly just the fucking money aspect?
It's probably a little A, little B, because I mean, if you think about it too, realistically speaking, Uber probably has the logistics in line too. You know, they're
vetting
drivers.
Oh, they do. They have to take the picture. It's like on Shipt and all that. When you get groceries, mm-hmm. you can obviously buy alcohol through it. So they just, instead of just dropping it off, have to just take a picture of your ID.
Yeah.
But
so, I mean, they already have the logistics involved, and I'm sure insurance-wise, if something were to happen, at least Uber has a way to, you know, defend itself or its drivers in court if that were to ever happen.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, too, I don't know. It's just, it seems like a weird way for more people to be involved in something that can be as simple as us just delivering shit to you. It's
absolutely
fine.
Absolutely.
But
I mean, I feel like through a website, through if you have any type of like e-commerce, you can order anything through your website, then you can 100% have some place in there where it's like attachment, and that's where you just take a photo of their ID just like they did. All you need is it just to be saved, I guess, you know?
We should just like sell only single cans on Uber Eats so that way people can be like, oh, I just want to buy a beer for $11. Because it'll leave here at like a really reasonable price. But by the time it gets to you, it's warm and you just pay the price of a six pack for it. So,
and also, here's my question. Ready? So now you have Uber and they're doing all this. Are they definitely temperature controlled? What if some of these other breweries and states and stuff were like, if that beer literally rises one fucking degree, it's exploding?
Bro.
Like,
we're talking about potential
work?
Fruit grenades in some like poor person, like,
you know,
like,
what I'm
not
saying?
Poor, but like this, it, like unfortunate individual's car.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden they're like trying to wipe marshmallow and a raspberry puree off their windshield while still trying to
what
figure out what
exploded.
What if they
have a couple stops? What if they, you know what I
what
mean?
If they're
like,
on a
does
bike?
Everything.
Can we talk about that shit?
Oh my God.
Don't
get me fucking started.
All right. If you've ever had a fucking Uber Eats driver be like, oh, I'm going to be there in 10 minutes, and they show up on a bike, no.
No. And that's fuck you, Uber Eats, for even allowing that. I probably have told you this story a million times, but Doug came home a little swifty one night. It was like 1 a.m. He orders Uber Eats. He passes out, falls asleep. I'm stuck like, well, I'm not going to let this food go to waste. So I'm like, all right, I'll probably be like 20 minutes. 20 minutes goes by. 30 minutes goes by. 45 minutes goes by. Finally, I'm like, all right, well, I feel weird doing this. Look up. I'm like, all right, looking at his phone. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean it's still going to be another hour? And then it shows the icon that this little motherfucker is on a bicycle.
At 1:30
like,
in the morning.
How is this legal? Like, how is this allowed?
Well, my favorite too is when they like it's an hour and a half. You're like, what the oh, they're on a bike. Okay, well, this is already
do I get a discount?
Garbage.
Do I get money back? Like, why the fuck am I paying the same
it's
amount
not even
of money?
Be food safe. But the worst is too. Look, we'll get back to beer in a little bit. We're just bitching about our Uber Eats experiences. It's in the same realm as us having to like change our koozies. So, I mean,
welcome to.
Here we go to being like affluent people.
Older millennials.
Oh, these millennials never had to go hunt for their own food. They had a man with a bike deliver it to them. No, but then they show up in a car. Have you ever had that?
Oh,
and I
no.
No, that's happened to me like twice now. Where they show up in a car, I'm like, listen, motherfucker.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
That did happen once.
You're
and they had someone else in their car with them too. And I was just like, what is this? Like a fucking little.
No, they
night
found like
out?
A loop in the system to where, like, oh, it'll, like, if we do this, it'll say it takes us like 30 minutes longer so we can get more deliveries.
If they're turned on and then this person has theirs turned on
boom.
And they're in the same car and then you can get 2 orders each. And now it just took an hour and a half. And then you put that you're on a bicycle. So it gives you more time
boom.
Allowance. Fuck everybody.
Like
who
game
does
respects
that.
Game, but also
but
my cheese sticks are fucking cold now and they don't do that stringy thing that I like, and I'm gonna file a complaint against you. So
yes.
Yeah, go order beer on Uber Eats. It won't be string cheesy. You'll be fine.
So drizzly, that's the thing.
Honestly, I mean, good for them, I guess.
Whoa.
It just gives us more options.
Did you know Due South Brewing is closing in December after 10 years?
I do. I actually got a slew of texts from a friend of mine. It was just really? Like, they're selling IP and all that stuff. So if you guys want to put a brewery down in South Florida, and I was like, no, I'm good.
No, thank you.
I don't really like visiting that part of Florida on purpose.
Dang. So that's crazy. So end is December 19th.
That's unfortunate too. I mean, they make a lot of really good beer.
Yeah, no, I definitely have had some shit that I've liked from them.
Yeah, they made a pretty solid double IP. I used to sell them when I was with Brown. Good people from what I remember.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So heart goes out to them. Show them some love, show them some support. Go buy some of their beer.
Hmm.
Well. Speaking of ghosts of the industry now, terrible segue, but
no, stop it.
What?
It was a good one.
I know, but now I feel bad that I called them a ghost.
Jesus Christ.
It's like Casper. Like, it's sad to see that they're a ghost because they were, like, great. So, Goose Island Brew House releasing Ghoul Island Stout. And this is from CanadianBeerNews.com. So, you know it's legit.
And they're really happy about it.
Yeah. So
very unapologetic.
Ghoul Island Stout, now in a can. This undead delicacy is a dark, medium-bodied stout with notes of triple chocolate and vanilla bean. Perfect for bonding over the other creatures of the night. Man, that sounds like a few other people I know that write things.
I swear to God, I was just going to say that.
Ghoul Island Stout can be pre-ordered now for delivery next week, maybe through Drizzly or Uber Eats. I don't know. In the greater Toronto area, it will also be available at the Goose Island Brewhouse retail store. So there's that. It's a new spine-tingling beer.
That's pretty cool.
So far as, yeah, it does look pretty fun, too.
It does, I hate to say I did like that little description. I just like theme things for Halloween.
If
that is like around in November, I want nothing to do with it. But like right now, that's here. All I want.
Yeah, give me ghosts.
All day.
Because every time somebody comes up, they're like, oh, it's October so-and-so. No, like, no. Today is Halloween 21st. And tomorrow will be Halloween 22nd. Until we get to November, in which case, if I hear
the
Christmas.
The whole month can fuck off.
Yeah. Just let me eat at the end of it.
Seriously, I don't know why I'm so crusty about November, but like,
November
I just
sucks.
Wish the whole month would just drop off.
At least in Florida, it's like still hot as balls. It starts getting darker earlier, so your brain gets confused.
Yep.
And then at the end of it, you have like seven families you have to visit just to like eat pie at all of them. It's stressful.
It really is. And then it's super annoying because then you have to go from like fall decor to Halloween decor back to like fall decor. And then you go to Christmas decor. Like, I just want to go Halloween, Christmas, like literally in that transition.
Can we just skip Thanksgiving?
But like, oh, man, I wish. At last year, I think it was during the pandemic, I put our Christmas tree up like November 1st.
You and fucking
Doug
heathen.
Lost his fucking mind. No. It was so fun.
The day after.
It was great.
Oh my God. If I see it. Christmas lights up before Thanksgiving, I'm like, you people need to fucking chill. It's the same thing like when you go into a Walgreens and hear Christmas music on November 7th. You're like, it's not.
I agree.
It's not even the other one yet.
But I would never do that any other year. It was the year you just needed some damn cheer, you know?
And cheer for the year?
Yeah. It was a shit year. So we're just like, all right, I need a fucking Christmas tree. I need some twinkle. I need garlic.
This sounds very personal now. I need some fucking twinkle.
I need some fucking twinkle.
That's a good shirt. I'd wear that.
I would too.
Yeah. Speaking of twinkle, you know what else twinkles?
What?
Space. You know who's in space all the time?
Who?
Tesla.
Oh.
Elon Musk. All that shit. It was a loose one. It was a sweaty
no,
transition,
I
but I'm cool
that.
With it.
I get it.
Tesla's making beer now, and that's dangerous marketing. Did you know that? This is according to thenextweb.com. Over a week ago at Tesla's GigaFest event in Berlin, on the site where the company is currently building its German Gigafactory, Elon Musk announced that Tesla is going to make its own...
Seltzer.
Beer.
Just kidding.
They're so behind the times. They should do seltzer. Everyone else and their mom's doing it. Echoing the Giga spirit of the day, the beer is going to be called Giga Beer. And the Giga Beer, the German equivalent.
Oh my God, you're going to buy it through fucking Bitcoin and shit, aren't you?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Well, is he Bitcoin? Is
or
he...
not, yeah, the different currency.
Right,
yeah.
Which, by the way, is skyrocketing right now. Holy shit. And the bottle's design is inspired by the futuristic lines and angles of the Cybertruck. So basically, it's a way to market the Cybertruck.
But isn't this a really good sign for beer and craft beer that someone like that company of that caliber is dipping into the market? I think it shows that you know what I mean? That is like very random as fuck, in my opinion. It gives validation. But I think that that's actually like a pretty good sign.
I think it's a big indicator that, like, you know, 20 years ago, if you were trying to start a brewery, everyone's like, whatever, nerd.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's no way you're going to get as big or draw the attention of something like the lines of, like, InBev or all those kind of things. Whereas, like, now, if you have somebody that big willing to be like, no, I'm putting our entire name on it, like, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, so. Honestly, I think that's pretty cool. Excuse me, I would love to see, do they have photos of the cans, or are they just kind of like describing them?
But a lot of it, a lot of these nude articles. Okay. A lot of these racy articles.
Now we know
articles.
What you're looking at.
Porn. Do you know Tesla porn is its own subject? It's crazy.
Did you know this whole episode is going to be a musical sporadically?
Yep. Sorry about that. Some days later, Tesla applied for trademark rights for both the name versions at the United States Patent and Trademark Offices. So Giga Beer and Giga Beer, B-I-E-R, is now trademarked. So yes, this Giga is actually happening. Giga.
It's going to be like fucking Quagmire. Giga Beer.
The fact that beer bottles look as ugly as the Cybertruck isn't my biggest issue. Oh, so I guess, yeah, bottles...
Also, they have an opinion on this, is what
you're
saying.
The bottles do look... they have the Tesla logo on them. They look like little awards they would hand out.
Oh, shut
like,
the fuck up.
No, I kid you not. Here, check this out. Maybe we can find a photo to throw it on social media for you guys, too, but...
Oh.
Yeah.
That looks like kind of the bottle of 1942. What's that tequila? The Don Julio? That 42.
Oh, I know which one you're talking.
You know what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
Like that kind of... And it looks like that Teiku Sake. That's what it actually looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's very much more geometric.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, a lot of like very hard angles, very much more of like a polygony kind of shape.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely no sleek can. Jesus Christ. My mouth is...
It also kind of looks like, do you ever see the movie Battlestar or Battleship with like Rihanna and like
no.
that whole name? Oh, it's a really good movie actually. It sounds
fucking
lame. I swear to God, I bet you everyone is going to message me and be like, you fucking psychopath. It's going to be like a Jar Jar scenario. No, it really is such a good movie, but that looks just like the alien ship thing that comes out of the water. Actually,
it is very,
it looks just like it.
Out of this world. No, but honestly, too, it looks like a really solid vase for when you're done or something, you know? Like,
And I think this is going to be the only time in my life that I'll ever have something with, like, the Tesla brand on it in my home or around my home, so that's cool.
So, yeah, this is this is the weirdest non-actual car-related product an automaker is making, so there's that.
I want to try it.
I mean, I'm guns to put it in
really,
my face.
I really, really want to try it.
I'm guns to put it in my face.
100%.
Speaking of beer bottles... this is such a... Okay, so when I was looking through news stories, this one was so dumb. But as I was reading it, like, this... We all know this chick.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like, my God. And then at the end, we have to say a name, but we can't say a last name, but we have to say a first name of who we know who is this chick.
Oh, no.
I don't know anything about her.
Yeah. Just say it out loud, and the wind will carry it to us. We'll hear you out there. So this was literally one of those things where like it just made local news. No one gives a shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But reading through it, like, oh man, it's so God. Drunk Olympia woman allegedly throws beer bottles and hits two people. Now I would love to put this shot up on social media because she looks like that she totally did that shit.
Yeah. So Olympia,
I think it's over in Washington.
So, like, where did she throw them from?
Let's find out. So, this is on thejoltnews.com by Julia Ornito. An Olympia woman was arrested last Friday, October 15th, after she allegedly threw beer bottles that hit two people when she was asked to leave a social gathering for being, quote, very drunk. The suspect, Madeline Price Harris, 26, became combative after she was asked to leave the apartment where a small group of people had gathered, one witness told Lacey Police. According to one witness statement, Harris said she was going to grab her belongings by the back door, but began throwing beer bottles at the group. Three other witnesses also reported that the suspect threw beer bottles. This is why I'm just like, man, this is small town news. Like, we talked to three other people, and they all said they saw her throw some beer bottles. One witness told police that she was sleeping in a pull-out bed in the living room when she heard a loud arguing and got hit by a beer bottle in the eye.
Oh, man. Ow.
I mean, it's... It sounds like she's all right, and I feel terrible for her. But also, like, can you just picture that, like, in a comedy movie where, like, some girl's just like, what? Oh, what the fuck?
I mean, imagine if she's having a horrible day. She just lost a promotion, and then all of a sudden she gets fucking whaled in the face by a beer bottle.
Man, she's sleeping in the middle of a party. Come on. She had this shit coming.
You're not wrong.
Another witness. All right. This is another one of my favorite quotes from this article. Again, small time, trying to sound big time. Another witness told authorities that he was hit on the right elbow by a beer bottle that Harris threw.
Ooh.
Bum, bum, bum.
Man, do you think he went to the hospital?
Maybe for a Band-Aid for his being a little baby. I don't know. Sometimes that shit hurts.
Oh, my
Maybe
God.
It hit his funny bone. We've all been there.
Are you sure her name isn't Becky?
Or like Karen Jr.?
Yeah.
All right. This is where it gets fucking good. So Harris yelled and kicked the main door after she was pushed out of the apartment, according to police. Asked about what happened, the suspect told police she was drunk and that these people just don't know how to party. The police report also noted that Harris was staggering while walking towards authorities. Harris said she didn't know if she threw beer bottles at anyone. When asked what happened inside the apartment, she responded, I don't know, maybe I pushed her. And she's like, well, it didn't seem like an altercation. So she is probably out on bail because it was only $500.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely.
But I just fucking love the, they just don't know how to party. And then when you see her, you're like, oh, sweetie,
She looks so young, too. She looks so young, but definitely not the fun kind of crazy.
No,
like,
she's
we all
like,
know what I mean.
Like when so-and-so goes, oh, and so-and-so is coming over, you're like, oh, shit.
Absolutely.
Hide the tequila and put away all our new vases that we got from Giga Beer because she's going to break that shit.
Oh, my God.
You know what would have fixed this? Slim cans.
Slim cans.
Yeah.
You're right. It would have hurt a lot less area to hit.
And they're lighter when they're empty. No one's going to be like, oh, yeah, I had to tell police they got hit by a thing in an elbow.
So, you know how you said, like, the name Karen before?
Yeah.
So, did you know that there's this whole movement going on now by women named Karen? That there's, like, this insanely large Facebook page of just Karens that are, like, really trying to, like, go around and make the whole Karen thing stop existing? They're claiming that there's like young girls who are getting bullied in school and stuff because their names are Karen, you know, like it is evidently like actually stemming down to stuff. But then what sparked like this whole crazy ass controversy thing that I just saw this morning was this coffee shop literally branded almost their entire branding around Karen, and their stickers on their cans say like fuck off Karen or shit. Like it's like really funny. Like I'll send it to you or put it on our story later, but like you have to see their whole social media and their marketing is exquisite and super funny, and everything just is like fuck Karen on it. And then they all lost their minds over this. So
I mean, first of all, sorry for every Karen out there who's not like an asshole. And honestly, kids are mean. Kids suck. So I totally see. Yeah. Kids are definitely getting
made
fun of
for that
shit.
But you also are probably parents who are naming your kid Richard and Dick for short. Like, you don't think that's not going to go well in later on, like in
oh,
when
man.
They're kids.
If
you know
we,
what
yeah.
I mean?
If like, we had a dollar for every time we've seen a name on a credit card here, like when they like, oh yeah, I'm going to pay my tab. You're like, your name is that?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. You don't say it.
No way.
Yeah. So sorry for all the non-asshole Karens out there, but you can legally
all
change your name.
Of you.
Yeah. You can change your name. Like, you can change it to like.
You should not have to.
I'm not saying you have to, but I'm giving you an option. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Go by your middle name.
Yeah. You just.
If it's Karen, I am so sorry.
Look, your name got the short straw as far as names that we're going to be made fun of. So I don't know what to tell you.
How do you think Kyle's feel? I feel like I've been making fun of guys named Kyle for a lot longer.
Oh, my God. We're actually going to see. This is a total side note. We're going to see a comedian named Kyle Kinane. And he does a whole bit on that where he's just like, my name's Kyle. There are no old Kyles. We all die in base jumping accidents.
Oh my God, and seriously, like, yeah. Who's the oldest Kyle you know?
Yeah, and like when somebody like Kyle dies, Red Bull sends flowers. Like, it's like, how'd he die? Wicked air, man.
There's not like a 21-gun salute. It's a bunch of just motocross bikes just revving their engines.
There's no major Kyle so-and-so who died at like 95 after a great life. Like,
oh my God.
I thought that was pretty funny.
That is very funny.
Yeah.
And no one knows a blimp driver.
It's because you don't drive blimps. You pilot them.
No one knows a blimp pilot.
Well, no, because there's only two blimps left in the world.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Is there really?
No, I made that up.
Fuck you, Chris. God damn it. I'm like, I saw one in Orlando.
You saw an elusive.
Fucking motherfucker.
An elusive blimp
ghost
in the wild.
Dude, that was the ghost blimp. Fuck you.
Well, I got some downer news real quick to lighten this. You ready?
Yeah.
From the same company that gave us the article telling us how a few weeks ago beer was a great post-workout beverage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now they have one that says drinking alcohol in excess may increase your risk of premature death. This is from Eat This, Not That. Turns out beer is even worse for you than we thought.
How bad?
Well, I mean, it's all pretty obvious dumb stuff. So like...
Like the alcohol or the macro standpoint?
Little A, little B, both. Man. New research suggests no amount of alcohol is safe for your brain. Oh, yeah? Well, why does it happen naturally? Heavy beer consumption may increase your risk of prediabetes. I get that. Like,
especially with what is being created nowadays. It's, I mean,
yo, if you guys knew the calorie content on some of the stuff that's being drank out there, yuck.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. And then, let's see. Alcohol consumption is linked to multiple types of cancer. We know that. Increase your risk of premature death, yada, yada, yada. Pretty much all things we already know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not anything like groundbreaking. Yeah, and I'm also a firm believer in like those studies being very, 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 very specific to people who exclusively drink beer or people who could take down a fifth of vodka.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that to me is a very, very, very different type of person. That's a different type of drunk. That's a different type of health concern. That's different. And especially if you also take a look at, of course, you have your top shelf liquors and stuff. But just like everything else, you got some like Burnett's and stuff. That is not, that's probably a good amount of chemicals or something is going in that. Especially like the flavoring. Up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to mass produce shit for $5 for a bottle, you know what I mean? Give me a break.
I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of on that same vein, I won't say who, but we have like friends and family members who have a specific medical condition that they were like, they used to like hammer Bud Lights all the time. And not to attack Bud Light, I am not alleging that Bud Light has this, so please don't come after us. We have no money, it's pointless. And this is allegedly just, you know, connecting some dots possibly. But when they switched to a different beer brand, it like went away. So, you know, like if you look at the specific type of condition, it is brought on by a very specific type of acid that could be in higher levels of one brand versus another. So I wonder, too, if maybe there's like all the like to that same kind of vein of like a certain product causing certain issues.
Absolutely.
As opposed to the greater category at whole.
Or
you know?
Just affecting your liver four times faster than something else. You know, like you're this rate of, you know, insert word there. But
like we just brewed a barley wine yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I'm going to finish three of those a day. That would make me a monster.
Challenge accepted.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I choose to live.
Do you want to, what, aren't you like barrel aging that?
Yeah, I haven't figured out what barrels
cool
are for.
Yeah.
We're gonna definitely putting that in some barrels.
I know you've been excited about it. So.
The Imperial Black Lager should be pretty cool too.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
I don't even remember seeing that on a menu. Or if the last time I have, I can't.
Well, we'll like do a little bit of it for Black Spot, and then the rest of it will go in barrels too.
Was that Imperial? That was an Imperial Black Spot, really? Mm-hmm. Was it really? Huh.
Yeah.
I just thought it was Black Lager. Well, good
things
thing
that make
I
it go,
wrote the flyers to that.
We are cohesive. We make things happen. We run a business. No big deal. Fucking musical thing.
Crap, the music. Beer's Dead the Musical.
So that is all I have. You got anything else?
Lastly, Treehouse Brewing reaches agreement with the neighbors on Cape Cod, and Mark Anthony Brand drops the Bang Mix lawsuit.
What's the Bang Mix lawsuit?
Because
I think we talked about the Treehouse one a little bit in the previous episode.
Sorry, just reading the town called Sandwich again. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because we had to look at their fucking police cars. Yeah.
It's about what we were talking about. I think that's what they're calling the lawsuit that we talked about.
The Great Sandwich Debacle.
The Great Sandwich Debacle.
So
I'm pretty.
On
I mean, it has
off.
It says like all their neighbors and stuff. So I'm pretty sure that that's exactly what we're talking about. So that was dropped. So
that's good.
Yeah,
good
but
for you guys.
I didn't know. So okay, so it's Treehouse reaches the agreement with neighbor. Oh, so this is two different. Okay, that's why it's
confusing. There's another one now too?
So no. It was like they pretty much combined two articles in one headline. So it's the Treehouse Brewing reaches agreement with neighbors on Cape Cod, and that was evidently. So now they can sell a lot more than they did before.
That's good.
That's what this says. It doesn't let me go any further, but it just says that they're maximum amount of beer was heightened.
Go buy Treehouse.
Go buy Treehouse.
Go buy some beer.
And
make sure you have
$65. You are going to have $65 to start that off. But yeah, still, it is bomb ass beer. I mean, it is fucking good.
Get it through Uber Eats. Why not?
Or Tavor.
Yeah, Tavor's
you
dope.
You can get individual cans.
This
there.
Segment sponsored by. I'm just kidding. They're not. Yo, reach out to us though. That's all I'm saying.
Actually, stay tuned for a giveaway.
Oh,
not kidding.
Ah, damn. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that now too. Can I enter?
You can. Oh, you yeah. won't win, but
I'm going to take all your fucking beer, you people. Aye, aye, aye.
At least $100 worth. Actually, $200.
Are we talking Uber Eats money or?
No, it's like rate all for it.
All right. So like American dollars, not Bitcoin, not anything like that.
I didn't say that.
I'll stop. All right. That's all I got. Anything else from yourself?
No, all that right. is all I got.
Well, this has been fun, ladies and gentlemen. That was fun. We look forward to doing these a little bit more intricately over the next few episodes, too. If you have any questions, comments, concerns on the new formats, please hit us up on all of our platforms. Yeah,
and shout out to Sticker Wolf for all the awesome slappers. We might be working with someone else soon. That is all I'm going to say.
Oh.
And you guys should be very excited, especially if you're anywhere around Orlando, you will know who they are.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We will keep that under wraps for now. So follow us on social. We're going to be vamping that up too. And yeah, hit that like button, follow button. Do it. Do it. Do it.
You won't.
Do it.
Do it. Stop your car right now and go do it.
Alrighty, Roo.
We'll wait.
Dead. Dead.